Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon and welcome to Jackson, Tennessee. For game one of a three-game series against the Union Bulldogs, West Alabama made the trip up here to Jackson and get set to take on Union in a three-game Gulf South Conference series. It's already been a pretty good day in West Alabama athletics. Our women's tennis team won the regular season Gulf South Conference championship with a 6-1 win over Auburn Montgomery earlier today. So, congratulations to Coach Beeman and his team, as they have now won three of the last four Gulf South Conference regular season championships. Very impressive what they've done over the last 2 years in Livingston. And looking at the starting lineups for today's game, for West Alabama, Kyle Vogler gets to start out in center field. He'll bat first, bat in second. Out in left field is going to be Colton Peoples. And playing third base and batting third will be Jake Nemeth. Batting fourth out in right field will be Braden Lyman. And batting fifth will be the first baseman, Gavin Rogers. And batting sixth will be the DH, Josh Bauer. And playing catcher for West Alabama is going to be number 47, Jonathan Thibodeau. He'll bat seventh. And then batting eighth will be number 10, Houston Kitterman. Kitterman will play second base. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Braxton Bullard. And on the mound will be number 21, right-handed pitcher, Mason Hollander. Hollander got an ERA of 5.25. Last weekend picked up a win against Montevallo in game one of the three-game series. And looking at Union's starting lineup, Patrick Music will lead things off. He'll play second base. Batting second will be the third baseman, Dorian Berry. And then batting third will be the shortstop, Britt Netterville. And then batting fourth will be the left fielder, Josh Boswin. And batting fifth will be the DH, Grayson Swanson. And then batting sixth will be the first baseman, Blake Barrett. And then batting seventh will be the right fielder, Carson Chavies. And batting eighth will be the center fielder, Billy Beckham. And batting ninth will be the catcher, Ben Smith. And on the mound for the Bulldogs today will be Luke Williamson. Comes in today with a ERA of 4.93. He's 3-3 on the season. He's had 9 starts this year and 9 appearances. He has pitched 45 innings and given up 42 hits, 31 runs, 25 of them earned, walked 29 batters, and struck out 54. And the head coaches are meeting at home plate, go over the game rules for today, for game one of the series. First pitch is scheduled for 5, might be a little bit after, as we've yet to have the national anthem. I'm sure we'll have that momentarily. And West Alabama enters today with a 12-26 record, 9-12 in conference play, and Union 14-20 and 7-13 in Gulf South Conference action. And taking a look at the GSC standings entering today's game, entering the series, if it'll load here. And not wanting to load right now, but we'll come back to it. West Alabama, last weekend, won the series against Montevallo, his first conference or first series win since Mississippi College back in February. Tigers defeated Montevallo 6-2 in the first game, 11-7 in the second one, and then dropped the third game 1-5, and then followed it up on Tuesday with a win against William Carey back at Tartt Field. The Tigers have now, up here in Jackson, Tennessee, will play one game today and doubleheader tomorrow, and we'll have all the action for you here on Sly 1049. I'm Mark Gillum, and I'll be bringing you the play-by-play for this weekend, filling in for Mr. Will Atkinson, who is out of town. And on Tuesday, the Tigers will travel to William Carey in Hattiesburg. That game is scheduled for 5 p.m. And then we'll return home next weekend on April 23rd and 24th against Delta State, and then have a midweek game against Miles College. And then we'll wrap up the regular season with a road trip at Alabama Huntsville. And the head coaches have left the meeting and return to their dugouts. West Alabama will be in the third base dugout, wearing their red tops with black numbers on the back and on the front, with black pants with white stripes going down them, and red hats. And Union be in their white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, and looks like white hats as well. West Alabama right now in 10th place in the conference, tied with West Georgia, and then Union follows the Tigers and West Georgia in 11th. So both of these teams trying to get some series wins here late in the season to make an appearance at the GSC tournament at the end of the year. The top 8 teams make it. And we will take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to bring you first pitch here from Fesmire Baseball Field here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callie. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. As we're moments away from getting things going here in Game 1, West Alabama will lead things off here in the top of the first inning. Kyle Vogler will set in. And Union, again on the mound, left-handed pitcher Luke Williamson. He's taking his final warm-up pitches of the day on the mound. Out in the field for Union, first baseman Blake Barrett. Second base will be Patrick Music. At shortstop, Britt Nitterville. And at third base will be Dorian Berry. Out in left field, Josh Bazoyan. And center field will be Billy Beckham. And then out in right field, Carson Chavies. And catching for the Bulldog, Ben Smith. And on the mound will be Luke Williamson as he concludes his warm-up pitches. And Kyle Vogler sets up at the plate to get this game underway. Vogler, a right-handed batter. Where's number 23? That's 294 entering today's game. Vogler currently on a 10 straight game of reaching base streak. And he'll get set at the plate. Out in left field, it's 320 feet. First pitch to Vogler. Be upstairs for ball number one. Straight away to center field is 390 feet. And down the alleys, about 385. The 1-0 in there for a strike. Moves to count 1-1. And out in right field, it's 320 feet. The 1-1 pitch, that one outside for a ball, makes the count go 2-1. With Kyle Vogler leading things off, he gets set. The pitch, that one will be fouled off here over the press box. It's a pretty interesting press box because they've got the softball field right behind us here. Don't think that one wound up in the softball field. Next pitch upstairs for ball number three, makes the count now go to 3-2. Williamson sits in the 3-2, outside for a ball four. So Kyle Vogler extends his streak to 11 straight games of reaching base. And that'll bring up left fielder number one, Colton Peoples. Peoples, left-handed batter, out of Lutz, Florida. The 0-0, Peoples shown bunt. And Williamson picks it up. The thrower to first is in time for the out. And Vogler will move to second, so a sacrifice bunt there by Colton Peoples. We'll move Vogler to second. That'll bring up Jake Nemeth, number 27, for West Alabama. Nemeth, 6'1" junior out of Pace, Florida. Nemeth has 32 RBIs this year, 15th in the conference in RBIs. He gets set. He's a right-handed batter. Williamson looks at Vogler at second. The 0-0, that'd be outside for called ball. And Williamson gets set. Williamson, out of Canal, Winchester, Ohio, looks back at second. And the 1-0, swing and a miss by Nemeth. Takes the count now to 1-1 with one out. Williamson gets set. One's across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. And that one's upstairs for a call ball. 2-1 count now. It's a 2-1 count. Williamson looks back at second at Vogler, the pitch. And Nemeth hits that one foul territory. And Ben Smith, the catcher, he's there to make the grab for out number two for the Bulldogs. And for West Alabama, that'll bring up right fielder Braden Lyman. Braden's got 36 RBIs this season. Batting 321 entering today's game. Got 28 runs, 45 hits. Left-handed batter out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. Sets in. Williamson looks back at Vogler at second. The 0-0. That one inside for a called ball. And Williamson gets set on the mound. Kyle Vogler gets his lead off the 1-0. Braden finds a gap out in right field, and he's rounding first base. Vogler rounds third. He'll come home. Lyman will stay at first base, and the Tigers take an early 1-0 lead here at Fesmire Baseball Field. So Tigers lead 1-0, and that brings up Gavin Rogers. Braden tacks on his 37th RBI of the season. Good start here for West Alabama. Gavin, the right-handed batter, out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, the 0-0. That one upstairs for a called ball. Braden Lyman at first gets his lead off. Williamson takes a glance at him. Looks back at home plate. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 count now to Gavin Rogers. Gavin been pitching here recently, and I'm sure we'll get to see him on the mound this weekend as West Alabama is expected to pitch Mason Highlander, Gavin Rogers, and Peyton Warren this weekend series. Not sure which games. We do know Highlander gets to start today. That one outside for the second ball of this at-bat to Gavin. Gavin's done a fantastic job for the Tigers on the mound last few weeks. The 2-1 pitch to Rogers. That one outside for a called ball. 3-1 count now. It's a 3-1 count. The pitch. Runner goes. Lyman have to come back because Rogers fouled that one off. Moves the count now to 3-2. Again, West Alabama leads Union here 1-0. Lyman scored Kyle Vogler with a single out to right field. Outfielder's playing straight away here to Gavin Rogers. The 3-2 pitch upstairs for ball number four. So Gavin gets on with a walk. And Braden Lyman moves to second base. That'll bring you up. Mr. Josh Bauer, the DH for today, batting sixth in the lineup. Where's number 15 for West Alabama? Williamson gets set on the mound. Looks at Lyman at second. And the 0-0 to Bauer, swing and a miss. And moves the count now to 0-1. And the 0-1 from Williamson. That one outside. No, excuse me, inside for a called strike. So it's an 0-2 count. The 0-2. Bauer gets a hit on it. It'll be a foul ball down the right field line over near the Union bullpen. Both bullpens kind of mirror each other here. As Union's down the right field line, and then West Alabama's down the left field line. So it's an 0-2 count now. The 0-2 pitch. And Bauer fouls that one off. Staying alive here. Bauer, 6'1" junior out of Headland, Alabama. Leads the team in batting average with a .375 batting average. 54 hits and 7 home runs, 30 RBIs for Josh Bauer. And Bauer gets set, left-handed batter. Williamson delivers the 0-2. That one in the dirt for ball number one. Good job by Ben Smith to block that one from getting past him. So it's a 1-2 count here to Bauer with two outs. Williamson looks at second, the 1-2, and Bauer fouls that one off a little bit. Typically in conference play, we've had three umpires. Today we just have two. Not sure what happened to the third one or if this was expected coming into the series. But just two umpires today. Home plate umpire and then umpire out in the field. It's Williamson gets set on the mound. The 1-2 pitch He delivers it. That one in the dirt again. And Lyman moves to third. He'll stay at third, and Rogers will move to second base. So Tigers have two in scoring position here with Josh Bauer batting. It's a 2-2 count as Williamson gets back on the mound for Union. Him and catcher Ben Smith exchange calls, and they agree on it. And Williamson, the 2-2 pitch to Bauer. Bauer gets a hit on it, hit directly to Union's second baseman, Patrick Music, and he makes the grab to end the top of the first inning as West Alabama gets one run, one hit, and no errors for the Tigers. As we enter the bottom of the first inning, West Alabama leads 1-0 here against Union. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Mason Hollander gets the start today. This will be his third game to start. He's got a 2-2 record. This will be his 13th appearance of the year. He has pitched through 31.1 innings, given up 31 hits, 18 total runs, 16 earned, and walked 7 batters, struck 40 out, given up 6 doubles, 2 triples, and 3 home runs. And for Union, Patrick Music will get things underway. Patrick Music wears number 8, playing second base. He comes in with an average of .366, and he's got 6 home runs, drove in 32 runs. Mason Hollander and Jonathan Thibodeau exchange calls, and Hollander delivers his first pitch of the game, and it's right down the middle for a call strike. 0-1 count here to Patrick Music. And Music, he's on a 7-game hit streak for Union, and the 0-1, that one outside for a called ball. Union, they're a hard-hitting baseball team. They've got 47 home runs as a team, which is second in the Gulf South. And Montevallo leads that statistic. That's who the Tigers faced last week. The 1-1, swing and a miss by Music, moves the count to 1-2. Mason Hollander gets set on the mound for the third pitch. It's a 1-2 count. Fourth pitch, excuse me. It's delivered. That one in the dirt for a called ball. Hollander, 6-foot senior from Tuscumbia, Alabama. Facing Patrick Music, the 2-2 pitch from Hollander, check swing, outside for a called ball, makes the count go to 3-2. Hollander, the 3-2 pitch, that one right in there for a called strike, and that'll strike Patrick Music out. He asked the home plate umpire about that one, so he didn't swing, thought it was a ball, seems to come to terms with it. He'll make his way back to the dugout, and then that'll bring up Dorian Berry for Union. He's the third baseman today, wears number 4 out of Nashville, Tennessee. So Hollander gets set. The 0-0 to Berry. That one hit to Gavin Rogers at first. He'll go for the tag, and they'll say that Gavin got the tag. Gavin, I don't know if he 100% knew if he got it or not, so he threw it to Houston Kitterman, who moved over from second to cover the bag. But nonetheless, second out of the inning. So Berry is retired, and that'll bring up Britt Nitterville. And Nitterville, he's reached base in 21 straight games for Union. Looking to extend that here at this at-bat. Hollander The 0-0, that one hit out to left field, and that one will get over the left field wall and be a home run for Niederville. So Union, just like that, ties the game up at 1-1 apiece with that solo shot from Niederville. For Niederville, that is his seventh of the year, and that was an absolute rocket out to left field. Colton Peoples just couldn't do anything about that one, but watch it soar over the fence. And so that'll bring up left fielder Josh Bazian. He gets set. The 0-0. That one in there for a call strike. 0-1 count to Josh. The 0-1. That one in there for another call strike. 0-2 count now. The 0-2 from Hollander. Upstairs for a ball near the head of Bazian, but he backed away from it. So it's a 1-2 count. Hollander gets set. The 1-2 pitch. That one hitting foul territory. Rogers giving chase on it. And does he get under it? He got under it. Did he make the play? I believe he dropped it. He went out of my eyesight because he went past the Union dugout, and I can't really see. I still haven't seen Gavin get up. And, excuse me, yes, I have. He has, and now he's walking it off. So Gavin's all right. He'll jog it off. Count stays at 1-2 as Gavin gets back at first base. Be nothing but a foul ball. Lots of foul territory here. The 1-2 pitch from Hollander. That one hit out to right field. Lyman chasing it and gets under it to make the play to end the inning. So Union ties the game up with a solo home run from Britt Niederville here in the bottom of the first. And we'll head to the top of the second. Tied up at 1. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Jonathan Thibodeau gets at the plate for West Alabama. Tied up at one apiece after one complete inning. Both teams have one run, one hit, no errors. The 0-0 to Thibodeau. That'll be outside for a comp ball. So it's a 1-0 count to Thibodeau. Thibodeau out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Next pitch in there for a strike. So it's a 1-1 count. Thibodeau, right-handed batter. He's got a 329 batting average. The 1-1, he'll foul that one off into the net. The 1-2 pitch from Williamson. That'll be outside for ball. It's a 2-2 count. The 2-2 from Williamson. Swing and a miss by Thibodeau. And they're going to say that he fouled that one off a little bit. So he stays alive here. 2-2 is the count. On deck is Houston Kitterman. The 2-2. That one outside for a ball. Good eye by Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau. He's got 26 hits this year, 2 doubles, 8 RBIs, 11 walks, been hit by pitch 3 times. The 3-2, that one gets hit out to center field, and Beckham gets under it out in center field to make the grab and make the play for the first out of the inning. That brings up Houston Kitterman. Kitterman bats 208, entering the series. This is his 32nd start of the year. He's got 17 runs, 21 hits, 6 doubles, and 9 RBIs. The 0-0, in there for a call strike. 0-1 count now to Kitterman. Kitterman out of Russellville, Alabama. The 0-1 pitch, swinging and missed by Kitterman. Moves the count now to 0-2. Williamson, the 0-2 pitch to Kitterman. That one upstairs for ball number one. The 1-2 to Kitterman now. That one outside for ball number two. 2-2 is the count. Kitterman's gotten on with 11 walks this year. Been hit by pitch 7 times. The 2-2. That one hit high in the air out to center field. And Beckham gets under it in time to make the play. He had a long sprint to get under it, but he was able to get under it and make the play for out number two. So back-to-back pop flies to him out in center field. And that'll bring up Braxton Bullard, the shortstop. Braxton wears number 46. He bats 342. This is his 16th start of the year. 17th game played. He's got 38 at-bats, 11 runs, 13 hits, one double. The 0-0 outside for a called ball. The 1-0 pitch to Bullard. That one gets hit out to left center field. And Josh Bosron gets under it, make the play for out number three. So that'll end the inning. In the top of the second, as West Alabama will move to the field. When we come back, you're listening to West Alabama Baseball here on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Union University as we have a tie ball game through 1.5 inning. It is 1-1 apiece. Both teams have one hit. And Grayson Swanson for Union will lead things off. Mason Hollander still on the mound for West Alabama, getting ready for his second inning of work. Swanson, he's got 12 home runs this year, bats 374, 27 runs with 42 RBIs. The 0-0 to Swanson outside for a called ball. A 1-0 count now. Swanson, he's a junior. Bats fifth in the lineup. He's DH. And the 1-0. That one outside for a called ball. 2-0 count now. The 2-0 pitch. That one high for ball number three. Swanson's gotten all of 9 walks this year. Looking to make it 10 here. He's got 12 home runs as well. Hollander, the 3-0 pitch. That one in there for a call strike. Makes the count good 3-1 now. Swanson bats 380 against right-handed pitchers this year. The 3-1 back in the strike zone for a full count now. 3-2 is the count with no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. And the 3-2 pitch. That one outside for a called ball. And Swanson gets on with a walk. His 10th walk of the season. So he moves to first base. That brings up number 44, Blake Barrett. And Blake Barrett today, he's playing first base. And this year he's got 25 hits. He bats 272. Bats 262 against right-handed pitchers. 19 RBIs. Hollander sets in, gets the call from Thibodeau. The 0-0. Check swing. They say he went. So moves the count to 0-1. Is the count. Hollander looks back at first. And Barrett gets a hit on it. People's chasing it. And it'll be right near the defense of the Tiger bullpen. So the count now 0-2. Here to Blake Barrett. Again, Grayson Swanson on at first base. Got on with a walk. Gavin Rogers playing first base. Kitterman playing second. Third base, Jake Nemeth. Shortstop, Braxton Bullard. Left field, Peoples. Center field, Vogler. Right field, Lyman. The 0-2. That one will wind up a foul ball over the Union dugout. Playing catcher for West Alabama, Jonathan Thibodeau. Mason Hollander on the mound. Leads the count 0-2 here against Barrett. And now, home plate umpire calls time. He grants it to Blake Barrett. Hollander looks back at first at Swanson. And the 0-2 pitch. And that'll be a foul ball towards the Tiger dugout. Count stays at 0-2. There's a breeze out in the field, moving right to left. It's a sunny day here in Jackson, Tennessee. Clouds in the air. No rain predicted. The 0-2 pitch. That one in the dirt for the first ball of this at-bat. 1-2 is the count. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for the first out of this inning. As Blake Barrett gets struck out. And Hollander picks up his second strikeout of the game. And that'll bring up Carson Chavez. The 0-0 pitch in there for a called strike to Chavez. Chavez bats seventh in the lineup, playing right field. Got a .368 batting average with two doubles, nine RBIs, 21 hits. Hollander, the 0-1, he throws it back to Rogers. Rogers applies a generous tag, and Swanson safely back. On deck is Beckham. Carson Chavez sits in. He's a left-handed batter. Hollander gets the call from Thibodeau. The 0-1 pitch. And that one gets through out to right field as Lyman fields it. And that'll go down as a single as Rogers was charging it. And then Swanson kind of ran in the way of Rogers to get to the ball. So Rogers had to stop. Had Swanson not have been there, Rogers would have been able to grab that ball. But nonetheless, it gets through for a base hit. So Union getting something going here. Two runners on and one out. And Billy Beckham batting. Beckham plays center field for Union. The 0-0. That one will be fouled off. This count to 0-1. So 0-1 count here to Billy Beckham. Beckham's got one home run this year. Nine hits. And he bats 196. And the 0-1 in there for a called strike. Moves the count to 0-2. 0-2 count, one out. Here to Beckham. And the pitch. That one upstairs for a called ball. 1-2 is the count with one out. Again, Union got Carson Chavez at first. Grayson Swanson at second. Hollander looks back at second. Takes a glance again. The 1-2 struck him out of there for the second out of the inning. As Billy Beckham just watched it go by for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up the catcher, Ben Smith. Smith wears number 14, and he bats 106. This will be his 48th at-bat of the year. He's got five hits, five runs, three RBIs. Hollander sets in on the mound. Him and Thibodeau exchange calls. They agree on one as Hollander, the 0-0, in there for a called strike. 0-1 count now. And now, as I've just noticed, we now have three umpires out in the field. So we're back to a three-man crew. Third base, first base, and a home plate umpire. The 0-1 pitch outside for a called ball. 1-1 count with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Union's got one runner in scoring position. Another one at first. Hollander gets set. Looks back at second. The 1-1. That one outside for ball number two. Two balls, one strike is the count. 2-1 is the count. The pitch. That one outside for ball number three. So three ball, one strike is the count to Ben Smith, the catcher for Union. The 3-1 in there for a called strike. So a 3-2 count. Ben Smith, right-handed batter. He gets set with two outs. Mason Hollander delivers the pitch. It'll be a ball, so that'll load the bases for Union. And brings up, top of the lineup, Patrick Music. Music struck out, lead things off back in the bottom of the first inning. Struck out looking on the year, though. He's having an excellent year with batting .363. He's got 6 home runs, 32 RBIs, 45 hits, 36 runs, and getting set for his 125th at-bat of the year. He's a right-handed batter. Highlander gets set. The base is loaded. The 0-0 pitch to Music. That one right down the middle for a called strike. Grayson Swanson at third. Carson Chavies at second. Ben Smith at first base for Union. West Selma outfield playing very deep here to Patrick Music as Music gets set. The 0-1, swing and a miss for Music. Makes the count now 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss to Patrick Music, and he strikes out for the second time of this game, and that'll end the second inning as we head to the top of the third here at the Fesmire Baseball Field here in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama 1, Union 1, as we enter the top of the third inning. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. A final from softball in game number 2. West Alabama got the win 8-0 over the Bulldogs. Dropped the first game earlier today, 7-2. They will have the rubber match tomorrow at 1 p.m. That'll be during the first baseball game tomorrow, as we are scheduled to be back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. for the doubleheader. Game 1 scheduled for 1 o'clock. Game 2 be about 40 minutes after game 1 concludes tomorrow. Again, we'll have all the action for you here on Sly 104.9 and on the Sly 104.9 app. We appreciate everybody tuning in today. As Kyle Vogler at the plate, the 0-0 from Williamson. That one in the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. No balls, one strike. No outs here at the top of the third. It's a tie ball game, one apiece. And the 0-1, that one outside for a called ball. The 1-1. Vogler, he'll foul that one off near the press box up here. Vogler bats .281 on the season. He's got 34 hits. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss to Vogler, and he'll strike out as Williamson picks up his first strikeout of the day. He's given up just one hit, walked two batters. That'll bring up Colton Peoples, left fielder for West Alabama. The 0-0 is going to be upstairs for a called ball. Peoples back in the first inning. He grounded out. The 1-0, that one will hit Peoples, so Peoples will get on with a hit-by-pitch. And that is the seventh time this year that he's gotten hit by a pitch. He looks all right. He gets on at first base with the hit-by-pitch. That'll bring up for West Alabama, Jake Nemeth. Nemeth flew out back in the first. He's got 29 RBIs this year with 7 doubles. The 0-0 to Nemeth outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Here to Jake Nemeth. Colton Peoples at first. He'll get his lead off. And a 1-0 upstairs for a called ball. 2-0 is the count now. And Colton Peoples this year stolen 14 bases. We'll see if they send him with a 2-0 count here to Jake Nemeth. Williamson gets set. Looks over at Nemeth. The 2-0. That one outside for a called ball. So it's a 3-0 count. Tie ball game here in Jackson, Tennessee. Game 1 of this Gulf South Conference Series. Williamson, the 3-0. That one outside for a ball. So it's just a 3-0 count. Williamson, the 3-0 pitch. That one in the middle for a called strike. 3-1 count now. Peoples goes, and he'll have to come back because Nemeth fouls that pitch off. So the count goes to 3-2. Then Colton Peoples got on with a hit by pitch in his last at bat. Jake Nemeth batting now. 3-2 count. Luke Williamson on the mound for Union. Peoples goes, and it'll be a ball. So Nemeth gets on with a walk. Colton Peoples moves to second base. And that brings up Braden Lyman for West Alabama. Lyman gets set. Left-handed batter. Lyman got a hit back in the first inning that scored Kyle Vogler. The 0-0 to Lyman. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike here to Braden Lyman. So saying Braden Lyman got a hit back in the first inning that scored Kyle Vogler from second base for West Alabama to get a 1-0 lead. And then in the bottom of the first, Union got a solo shot out to left field to tie the game up at one apiece. That's how we got to where we are here in the top of the third. The Lyman hits that one out to left field, and that'll be second out of the inning. And Peoples will go to third base, and Nemeth, he'll go to second. So sacrifice fly for Braden Lyman. We'll move Peoples and Nemeth to third and second, and brings up Gavin Rogers. Gavin gets set. He's a right-handed batter out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. He walked back in the first inning. The 0-0 to Rogers. That one outside for a ball. 1-0 count. Got a great crowd here today at Union. See some West Alabama fans made the trip. Williamson gets set. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Rogers. 1-1 count with two outs. It's a pretty field here at Fessmeyer Baseball Field. Out in right field, you can see the Union Soccer Complex. And out in center field, you can see Union's Basketball Gymnasium. The 1-0, 1-1, excuse me. Rogers fouls that one off. It'll hit the light pole. Wound up in a big open field area behind the Union bleachers. So 1-2 count here to Gavin Rogers. Peoples at third. Nemeth at second. Two outs here in the top of the third. The 1-2. Rogers hits that one high in the air. And Netterville, the shortstop for Union, gets under it to make the play and retire the West Alabama side. So West Alabama strings two runners on. They're in the top of the third, but we'll enter the bottom of the third, still tied up at one apiece here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. We've got a tie ball game through 2.5 innings. It's the bottom of the third. Dorian Berry at the plate for Union. Mason Hollander gets set out for his third inning of work. Giving up two hits, one run today. Walked two batters, but he struck four out. The 0-0 to Berry in the middle for a called strike. No balls, one strike here to Berry. Berry, he's had one at-bat today. He grounded out. On the season, he's got three home runs, eight doubles. The 0-1. That one outside for a called ball. Berry, he bats 284, right-handed batter. And the 1-1 pitch, that one hit high in the air. It'll wind up a foul ball right here near the press box. So it's a 1-2 count. Berry gets set. The 1-2 pitch, inside for a ball. Almost hit Berry from my angle. It looked like it did the way that he moved out of the way, but I guess he didn't. So there seemed to be no argument with that. So a 2-2 count. Hollander sets in the 2-2. That one hit in the air. Thibodeau chasing it. It'll be another foul ball. Almost bounced up here in the press box. So the count stays at 2-2. So Highlander sets in the 2-2 to Berry. And that one outside for a called ball. 3-2 is the count here to Berry. Union softball having senior day here behind us. So 3-2 count here to Berry. Mason Highlander sets in, gets the call from Thibodeau. The 3-2, swing and a miss by Berry. That'll strike him out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Netterville. Netterville had a big swing back in the first inning. Hit the solo home run out to left field to tie the game up at one apiece. On the season, he's got 7 home runs, 32 RBIs, 39 hits, and he bats 300 on the dot. The 0-0 pitch to Netterville. That one outside for a called ball. West Alabama outfield playing deep near the wall. Infield also playing deep. Kiderman Buller also almost near the outfield grass is a 1-0 outside again for a called ball. 2-0 is the count. 2-0 count. The pitch. That one found the inside the plate for a called strike. 2-1 count. Netterville batting 294 against left-handed pitchers this year. The 2-1. Swing and a miss by Netterville. Moves the count now 2-2. So 2-2 count to Netterville. And that one will be fouled off down the right field line. Gavin Rogers comes over to it and he'll watch it roll, picks it up. He'll throw it back to the Union dugout. It'll wound up back in the ball bucket. Probably find its way back in play here eventually. Mason Highlander on the mound out of Tuscumbia, Alabama. Where's number 21? The 2-2 pitch. That one fouled off again. Netterville stays alive here. The 2-2 pitch. That one will get out to left field for a base hit for Netterville. Colton Peoples will field it. Jake Nemeth made a good effort to dive and get it, but just couldn't reach his glove out to get it as it went by him. It was a hard hit ball. So Netterville gets on with a single. That'll bring up Josh Bazwan, and he flew out today. He's got 9 home runs this year, 37 RBIs. He's out of Chino Hills, California. The 0-0 pitch, that one hit out to left field, and they'll call that one a fair ball, and hits that one over the left field wall for a 2-run home run. Buzwan does, and Union takes a 3-1 lead. Once that ball left the bat, I lost track of it. The direction it was headed looked like it might have been a foul ball, but our home plate umpire says it's a fair ball. So Union takes a 3-1 lead. So big home run there for Union. And that brings up Grayson Swanson. Again, Union in the Gulf South Conference. They've got 49 home runs as a team, which is second in the GSC, entering the weekend series. They've got 2 here today. Grayson Swanson at the plate now. The 0-0 pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 count. Highlander sits in. And the pitch. That one upstairs for ball number 1. Swanson out of Greeley, Colorado. The 1-1 in there for a called strike. So 1-2 count with 1 out here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. So 1-2 count. Highlander gets set, delivers the pitch, upstairs for ball number 2. Highlander gets set, the 2-2 pitch. That one outside for a called ball, 3-2 count now. Union's got 4 hits today. West Alabama just with 1 hit. The hit back in the first that scored Kyle Vogler. Braden Lyman got the hit to put the only run of the day for the Tigers so far. Still lots of baseball left though. The 3-2 pitch. That one hit out to left field. Colton Peoples gets under it. Makes the grab for out number 2. And that'll bring up Blake Barrett for Union. Barrett this year, he's batting 269 against left-handed pitchers. Bats 333. He's got 8 home runs, 5 doubles, 19 RBIs, 25 hits, 16 runs. Highlander, the 0-0, in the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count here to Barrett. Barrett wears number 44 for Union. He's out of Greenville, Indiana. Plays first base. The 0-1, that one hit high in the air out to right center field. Vogler gets under it, and he'll make the play to end the third inning. So that'll end the third inning. Union Grips gets two runs in the third, takes a 3-1 lead over West Alabama. And up next for West Alabama will be Josh Bauer, then Jonathan Thibodeau, and then Houston Kitterman. So we'll take a short break as West Alabama trails Union 3-1 here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-in.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Union leads West Alabama 3-1. We played three complete innings. Josh Bauer will get things going here for West Alabama in the top of the fourth. Bauer flew out earlier today, left two on base. First pitch to Bauer, hit high in the air. It'll be a foul ball over the Tiger dugout. Looks like some fans will come over and pick it up. So Bauer down the count 0-1. He's got 49 hits this year, 25 RBIs, 12 doubles, gotten on with 11 walks. The 0-1, swing and a miss by Bauer, moves the count to 0-2. Bauer looking to get his 50th hit of the year, the set bat. The 0-2, that one outside for a called ball. A 1-2 count. The 1-2 pitch, that one outside for a called ball. Gets away from Smith, so the count goes to 2-2. Williamson sits in the 2-2 pitch to Bauer, and he'll foul that one off. And the 2-2 from Williamson to Bauer. Bauer, big swing on that one, and he'll foul that one off as... looked like it might have hit the catcher, Ben Smith. Smith will walk it off a little bit. Home plate umpire sees that, and he takes a little more time. Get the ball back to Williamson. The 2-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss by Bauer for a strikeout. That's the first out of the top of the fourth inning. And so that'll bring up West Alabama's catcher, Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau bats 325. Bats 333 against left-handed pitchers. First pitch to Thibodeau. Thibodeau gets a hit on it out to right field. And Union's Carson Chavies is going to get under it, make the play out in right field for the second out of the inning. Thibodeau had a big swing on that one as just a few feet from the wall as Chavies makes a great play out there in right field to make the play in the out. And so now I'm going to bring up Houston Kitterman for West Alabama. Kitterman gets set, the right-handed batter. The 0-0 to Kitterman. He'll foul that one off. Kitterman out of Russellville, Alabama. He's got 26 hits this year. Luke Williamson only giving up one hit today. The 0-1 fouled it off, right side. It'll wind up past the Union dugout. So it's an 0-2 count here to Kitterman. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss by Kitterman. And he'll foul that one off. So he stays alive. Down the count 0-2 with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Williamson, the 0-2. And he'll foul that one off as well. It's a low swing, so it's an 0-2 count. Williamson sets in the pitch. That one in the dirt for the first ball of the at-bat. It's a 1-2 count with two outs. The pitch, Kitterman gets that one hit out to right field. It'll get down for a base hit. As Chavies fields it, he'll get it back in the infield. And Kitterman gets on with a single out to right field, and that'll bring up Braxton Bullard for West Alabama. Bullard, batting 333 this year, 13 hits, 39 at-bats. We've got a lot of people that listen to Sly 104.9, and one of our favorite listeners is Gigi. Gigi is Braxton's grandmother. We appreciate her listening if she's listening today. So it's a 1-0 count to Bullard. That one will be fouled off near the Union dugout. It's a 1-1 count with two outs. So two outs here, Braxton Bullard. Houston Kitterman on at first base. Gets his lead off. The 1-1 to Bullard. Finds the strike zone for strike number two. 1-2 count with two outs. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Bullard. And that will end the top of the fourth inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. West Sylvania Trails Union 3-1 here on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. West Sylvania Trails 3-1 through 3.5 innings. Both teams scored one run in the first, none in the second. Union scored two in the third. Tigers scored none in the third and the fourth. Here in the bottom of the fourth now, Mason Hollander gets set for his fourth inning. And first pitch to Chavis, hit directly to Kitterman at second. And Kitterman fields it, throws over to Rogers in time for the out. And so that will retire Chavis and brings up Billy Beckham. One pitch, one out here. For Hollander, that's what you want to see if you're a West Alabama fan. And so Billy Beckham gets set. Billy Beckham, center fielder for Union. The 0-0 to Beckham, right down the middle for a strike. Beckham struck out earlier in the game. Beckham, he's got 9 hits this year, 47 at-bats. He bats 191. The 0-1 outside for a called ball. 1-1 is the count. Beckham's gotten all of 8 walks this year. One home run, he's hit. Hollander, the 1-1 pitch. That one will be a foul ball here over the net, the press box. So it's a 1-2 count with one out. The 1-2 pitch from Hollander to Beckham. Hit directly back up the middle, and that'll be a best hit for Billy Beckham as he gets his 10th hit of the year. And so Beckham able to find the gap right down the middle. Hollander not able to set and make the play in time. So he gets through out to Kyle Vogler for a base hit. Vogler fielded it quickly, and that brings up Ben Smith, the catcher. Got on with a walk earlier today, and he bats 106 this year. 47 at-bats, just 5 hits, gotten on with 8 walks. Hollander sets in the 0-0 pitch to Smith. That went outside for a ball. See some action out in the Tiger bullpen. Can't tell who it is. We'll let you know if we can tell, but I can't tell right now. So one ball, no strikes here to Smith. Smith, the 1-0. That one will be a foul ball. Moves the count to 1-1. We got Billy Beckham on at first. Got on with a base hit with one out. So one ball, one strike here in the bottom of the fourth inning. This nine-inning scheduled game. The 1-1 outside for a called ball. So it's a 2-1 count with one out. Hollander sets in. 2-1 pitch. Gets away from Thibodeau. And Thibodeau comes and gets it. And Billy Beckham moves to second off of a wild pitch. So it's a 3-1 count with one out, and Billy Beckham's on at second base now. 3-1 count here to Ben Smith. Hollander sits in, looks back at second at Beckham. The 3-1, that one hit to Nemeth at third, and it'll get down in foul territory. So count moves to 3-2 now with one out. Ben Smith gets set. It's a 3-2 count with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Beckham at second base. Hollander looks back at second. The 3-2 pitch. That one popped up in the air. Braxton Buller gets under it. He says he got it. And he does have it for the second out of the inning. Beckham will stay at second, and that'll bring up top of the lineup, Patrick Music for Union. Patrick Music today struck out twice. He enters the game on a 7-game hit streak, looking to extend that here. And now, West Alabama pitching coach Brock Ward will make a mound visit. He'll come and talk to Highlander. Brock probably just talking to Highlander about how they want to handle Music here. Highlander's done a nice job with Music today, struck him out twice. Music, he's got 32 RBIs this year. He bats 360 against right-handed pitchers. He bats 345, that's what Highlander is. Against left-handed pitchers, he bats 467. So big difference there. Still very impressive. 345 against right-handed pitchers. Brock Ward leaves the mound visit. It was joined by Jonathan Thibodeau. So Patrick Music gets set with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Union's got five hits on the day. Highlander gets set. Highlander looks back at second to Beckham. The 0-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Music for the first strike. 0-1 count with two outs. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Highlander sits in on the mound. The 0-1 to Music, swinging another miss for the second strike. Music struck out looking back in the first, and then in the third struck out swinging. So an 0-2 count to Music. Highlander, the 0-2. That one will be fouled off, hard hit ball. It'll wound up near the parking lot. Highlander gets set, exchanges calls with Thibodeau. Thibodeau gets it from Brock Ward in the dugout. Highlander glances back at second, the 0-2. Music hits that one out to right field, Lyman giving chase under it, and gets under it in time for the third out of the inning. So Highlander able to work the Tigers out of a little jam there with Beckham on at second. So we'll head to the top of the fifth inning. West Alabama still trails Union 3-1 here on slot 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Top of the lineup here for West Alabama, Kyle Vogler will lead things off. Vogler struck out once today and walked once. Scored back in the first inning. The 0-0 pitch, Vogler shown bunt. He lays down a nice bunt. Williamson fields it and throws it over to first base in time for the out. It's Blake Barrett who's covering first base for Union. So one out, one pitch, one out. Brings up Colton Peoples. Colton Peoples got hit by a pitch once today, grounded out once. First pitch to Peoples, outside for a called ball. 1-0 count with one out. Peoples is 129 at-bats this year. The 1-0, he'll foul that one off. Left side, count goes to 1-1 with one out. The 1-1 in the dirt for ball number two. So 2-1 count to Colton Peoples. Peoples out of Lutz, Florida, 5'11", junior, plays left field for West Alabama. The 1-2-1, excuse me, in there for a strike. So 1 ball, 2 strikes is to count. The 1-2 finds the strike zone for a called strike, so they'll strike Colton Peoples out and brings up Jake Nemeth. Jake Nemeth gets set, and now home plate umpire calls time, and he'll exchange words with Williamson. Not sure about what, but we get back going here. Williamson, the 0-0 to Nemeth. Nemeth hits that one high in the air out to left center field, and Beckham gets under in time to make the play for out number three. So 1-2-3 are the Tigers in the top of the fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. West Summerlin Trails Union 3-1 here on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Union leads the Tigers 3-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Dorian Berry for Union will get things going. He bats second in the lineup, playing third base today. He struck out once today, grounded out another time. Hollander on the mound. The 0-0 to Berry. Hit directed to Nemeth. Nemeth will make the play for the out. That was a hard hit line drive to Nemeth, and it looked like he caught it before it hit the ground. I'd be lying if I said I knew he caught it, because it was a hard hit ball. I know he caught it, but he caught it before the ground or not was the question. But our home plate umpire says he does. Nemeth likely would have been able to field it to Rogers in time anyway, but still, nonetheless, one out. So 0-0 count with one out here to Britt Ninerval. Ninerval hits the first pitch to Nemeth. Nemeth fields it, throws it over to Rogers in time for the out. So 1-2, two pitches, two outs. As that brings up Josh Buzwan for Union. Left fielder Buzwan is. Where's number 23? He hit a big home run in the third inning. First pitch, called strike. Thibodeau exchanges baseballs with our home plate umpire. So an 0-1 count with two outs. Hollander, the 0-1. That one hit to Rogers at first. Rogers not able to field it. Kitterman comes over, fields it to Rogers, and Buzwan is safely at first. Rogers not happy with the call. He's asking the first place umpire about it. Is it tough to tell? So what happened? Rogers tried to field it. He lost it, and it came out of his glove and then went to Kitterman at second. And Hollander came over to cover first base as well. And a tough throw by Kitterman to Rogers. Hollander was in the same area. So nonetheless, now Coach Gary Rundles wanting to ask about it. And first base umpire comes over to talk to Coach Rundles about it. Like I said, it was tough to see from our angle. From what I saw, I thought Buzwan was safe. But still tough to tell. Coach Rundles looks like he accepts the call. And he'll make his way back to the dugout. So that brings up Grayson Swanson. So an 0-0 count to Grayson Swanson. Swanson gets set. Buzwan at first. Hollander, the 0-0 to Swanson outside for a called ball. So 1-0 count with two outs here to Swanson. Swanson got on with a walk earlier. He's got 12 home runs this year. Outfield playing deep near the wall. The 1-0, that one in the middle for a called strike. 1-1 count with two outs. The 1-1 pitch from Hollander. Hollander gets set. Looks back at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That one in the dirt for strike number two. Thibodeau able to field it. Or not field it, but block it up from getting past him. One ball, two strikes. This account with two outs. Here to Swanson. Swanson calls time. 1-2 pitch. Struck him out of there, Grayson Swanson. And so that's the third out of the inning. So we head to the top of the sixth, West Sonoma Trails Union 3-1 here on Slot 1049.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. A 2-1 count here to Braden Lyman. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Lyman gets a hit on that one out to center field. Lyman rounds first base, making his way towards second base. And Billy Beckham fields it. Lyman rounds second. He's safe in his third with a triple. So that'll get things going here for the Tigers here in the top of the sixth inning. A big start here for Braden Lyman with the triple. That'll bring up Gavin Rogers. The 0-0 pitch in there for a called strike. Gavin Rogers, he's got 25 RBIs this year. Looking to add one if he can get Lyman in. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Rogers. 0-2 count now. Luke Williamson sets in on the mound. The 0-2 to Rogers. That one outside for a ball. It's a 1-2 count. Rogers, that one hit out deep to left field. And left fielder Josh Bezwine makes the grab. And then slips. And so Braden Lyman is able to tag up and score. So now, Tigers are just down one run. So Braden Lyman scores. Gavin Rogers is a sacrifice fly as he gets an RBI with that. That'll bring up Josh Bauer. First pitch to Bauer. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 count. The next pitch, check swing, did he go? They say no, he did not. So the count goes to 2-0. 2-0 count to Josh Bauer. The pitch. That one upstairs for ball number three. On deck is Jonathan Thibodeau. The 3-0, that one caught a strike. So three balls, one strike. The pitch, that one finds the strike zone for the second strike. Bauer thought it was a ball, but it finds the plate for a strike. The 3-2 pitch, that one outside for a called ball. And Bauer gets on with a walk. And that brings up Jonathan Thibodeau. And now Union will make a mound visit. I see some action in the Union bullpen. Can't tell who it is, but we'll take a short break, and we'll see what Union does when we come back. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slot 1049.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
1-0 count here to Jonathan Thibodeau. Luke Williamson stays in the game for Union. He's given up, faced 24 batters, given up 3 hits. And Thibodeau hits that one deep to center field, and Beckham able to grab it. Bauer has to go back to first. Not enough room to tag up. So that'll bring up West Alabama's Houston Kitterman. Kitterman's got 1 hit today. Houston Kitterman sits in. The 0-0 to Kitterman. That one hit back out to center field to Beckham, and he gets under it, makes the grab for the third out of the inning. So that'll do it for the top of the sixth inning. We'll head to the top bottom of the sixth as West Alabama gets 1 run back in the sixth. They trail 3-2 here on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama trails Union 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Blake Barrett will lead things off here for Union. Barrett got 8 home runs this year, 25 hits, 16 runs, 19 RBIs. He's got 5 doubles. Barrett gets set. Mason Hollander out for his sixth inning of work, giving up 6 hits. 2 walks, struck 6 batters out. The 0-0 to Barrett. That one hit out to right field. It'll be a foul ball into the Union bullpen. Union's got some action out there in the bullpen. Again, can't tell who it is. We'll let you know if either team makes a pitching change. Don't see anybody out in the Tiger bullpen right now. Saw some action earlier, but hadn't seen anybody since. The 0-1 pitch to Barrett. That one hit. It'll get down for a base hit as Vogler comes in and fields it out in center field. He throws it back in to Kitterman, and Barrett gets on with a single, and that'll bring it up. Carson Javies, again, if you didn't hear me earlier in the broadcast, West Alabama women's tennis today had a historic moment, clinching the Gulf South Conference regular season championship with a 6-1 win over Auburn Montgomery. So congratulations to Coach Beeman and his team for another excellent season as Hollander sets in. The 0-0 to Javies, he gets a hit on out to deep to right field, and that one down the right field line. Thankfully, that one is caught a fair ball as he crushed it. There's a parking lot out in the right field. And that was where I originally parked for today's game. So thankfully, I moved my car. So the 0-1 at Chavies, that one finds the strike zone for the second strike. Moves the count to 0-2. Chavies gets set. He's got 1 hit today as he bats 373. Hollander, the 0-2. That one outside for a ball. 1-2 count. And now Brock Ward asking our home plate umpire about it, and Coach Rundle's asking about it. Not happy about the call. It was kind of confusing. I think even Chavis thought he might have struck out the way that he walked off the out of the batter's box. But nonetheless, count goes to 1-2. Hollander sits in, glances back at first base, where Barrett is. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, as Mason Hollander delivers to strikeout, his seventh of the game, for the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up number 10, Billy Beckham. Beckham today struck out once. He's gotten one hit today. So Hollander sets in. The 0-0 to Beckham. That one hit high in the air over the press box. It'll be a long foul ball. 0-1 count. Beckham gets a hit out of, on the left field. Colton Peoples gets under it to make the play for the second out of the inning. Nice job by Peoples to cover that ground quickly to get the second out. They'll bring up Ben Smith, the catcher. Blake Barrett not able to move to second base. He stays at first. Ben Smith sits in. He's batting 104. He's got five hits this year, 48 at-bats. Playing catcher. Done a nice job today for Union behind the plate. Hollander sits in. The 0-0. Swing and a miss by Smith. Smith got on with a walk earlier, and he flew out earlier today. 0-1 count with two outs. The pitch. That one outside for a called ball. 1-1 count now. The 1-1, that one outside for a ball. 2-1 count now. It's a 2-1 count. Hollander, the pitch. That one hit high in the air. Houston Kitterman moves from second base out to the outfield, and he gets under it to make the play for the third out of the sixth inning. We head to the top of the seventh. West Side Montrose Union 3-2 here on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. It's West Side Montrose Union 3-2 here in the top of the seventh inning. The lights are on here at Fesmire Baseball Field. See some clouds in the area. Not sure when some rain will come. I know it's expected later today. Hopefully we can get nine innings in before that comes. Braxton Bullard at the plate for the Tigers. Bullard, first pitch. That one's hit out to the left field, and it'll get down for a base hit for Bullard as Netterville from shortstop was running out to try and make the play and kind of lost footing and looked like they're trying to fix a divot out there in shallow left field. So Bullard gets his lead off at first. Kyle Vogler at the plate. The 0-0 to Vogler finds the strike zone for a called strike. Vogler scored one back in the first inning. And the 0-1, Sean Bunt. Check Bunt swing. Moves the count to 0-2. Luke Williamson still on the mound for Union as he given up two earned runs, 27 batters he's faced, pitched six complete innings, out for his seventh inning of work. The 0-2 to Vogler. Vogler gets a hit on out to right field. Bullard will stay at second base after the single by Vogler out to right field. So Tigers have two on with no outs here in the top of the seventh inning. And that brings up Colton Peoples. We want to thank everybody for tuning in today on Sly 104.9. Also give a big shout out to Mr. Wayne Grant, who's back at the studio for us. Done a fantastic job for us all season. working well with us. We appreciate it greatly, taking the time out of his day to help us out. People's Sean Bunt lays one down, and he'll beat out the throw. Not even a throw was made, and that'll load the bases for West Alabama, Jake Nemeth. So People's on at third, Bullard at second. Bullard at third, Vogler at second, and People's at first base with Jake Nemeth at the plate. Nemeth gets set at the plate. Nemeth has got 5 home runs this year. He's got 29 RBIs. No outs here in the top of the seventh. The 0 to Nemeth upstairs for a called ball. 1-0 count. 1-0 count here to Jake Nemeth. The pitch. Nemeth hits that one high in the air. It'll be a pop-up out to right field. And let's see if it's enough. And it will not, as the throw to home gets away from Smith. But Bullard is going to stay at third base with one out. As Nemeth flies out to right field, Chavy's had a lot of ground to cover out in right field to make that play. So that'll bring up Braden Lyman. Lyman today having a good day so far. He's got one RBI. Hit a triple in the last inning in the sixth. We're in the top of the seventh now. Bases loaded. The 0-0 to Lyman. Upstairs for a called ball. So a 1-0 count here to Braden Lyman. Lyman out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. Williamson sits in. The 1-0 pitch. That one outside for a called ball. 2-0 count now. 2-0 count, one out, bases loaded for West Alabama. Lyman sits in, and Williamson will step off the mound. 2-0 count to Braden Lyman. The pitch, that one inside for a called ball. Moves the count now to 3-0. Got a good crowd here. Good bit of Union fans here. Some Tiger fans made the trip. So it's a 3-0 count with one out. The 3-0 to Lyman. That one finds the strike zone for the first strike of the at-bat. So it's a 3-1 count now. It's a 3-1 pitch to Lyman. Swing and a miss for Lyman. Makes it a full count now with one out. So it's a 3-2 count, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss by Lyman for a strikeout. So a big strikeout there for Williamson as he'll retire Braden Lyman. And that'll bring up Gavin Rogers for West Alabama. Rogers today got on with a walk. He's flown out twice. Had a sacrifice fly. Got an RBI. Rogers sits in. The 0-0 check swing. They say he went, so an 0-1 count. Gavin Rogers out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. 0-1 count to Rogers. That one gets away from Rogers. And Bullard thought about going, but instead he went back. And he'll stay at third. So it's a 1-1 count to Gavin Rogers. Williamson sits in. The 1-1 pitch. And Rogers will foul that one off towards the Tiger dugout. 1-2 count to Gavin Rogers. Rogers sits in. The 1-2 pitch. That one in the dirt for a called ball. Moves the count now to 2-2. Tigers trail 3-2 here in the top of the seventh. With the bases loaded, a good opportunity here for West Alabama. Braden Lyman just struck out with bases loaded. Two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Rogers. And that'll fire up the Union dugout and the Union fans as Tigers strand 3 runners on base here in the seventh inning. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. West Alabama still trails 3-2 here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop-Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Patrick Music will lead things off. Top of the lineup for Union, Patrick Music today. Struck out twice, flew out once. He's left four runners on base. He gets set. The right-handed batter out of Ardmore, Alabama. The 0-0 to Music. Check swing. Did he go? They say yes, he did. So it'll take the count to 0-1. Music has six home runs this year, and he bats 357. Mason Hollander still in the game for West Alabama. And the 0-1 curveball inside for a ball. 1-1 count here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-1 finds the strike zone for a called strike. 1-2 count now to Patrick Music. Mason Hollander's got seven strikeouts on the day, giving up seven hits, three runs, walked two batters. The 1-2 pitch outside for a ball to two balls, two strikes. No outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Lots of clouds moving here in the area. Not sure about rain. It's projected later, but it looks like it might start raining any minute now. So 2-2 count. The pitch. That one outside the strike zone for a ball. So a 3-2 count. Mason Hollander sets in. And that one will be fouled off near the Union dugout. So it's a full count here to Patrick Music. Music, native of Alabama. The 3-2 pitch to Music. That one fouled off over the head of Jonathan Thibodeau. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as Mason Hollander strikes Patrick Music out for the third time this game. Tigers have handled Music excellently today. Struck out three times, flew out once. As that brings up Dorian Berry for Union, number four. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee. Flew out once, grounded out once, and he struck out once. So Hollander sets in. The 0-0 pitch to Berry. That one hit to Bullard at short. He fields it. The throw over to Rogers is in time for the second out of the inning. Nice job by Braxton Bullard to field that one. It was a hard hit ball. And so now that'll bring up Britt Nitterville. Nitterville hit a home run today. Back in the first inning, he's got one RBI, two hits, scored twice himself, three at-bats, grounded out once. As Hollander sets in, the 0-0 to Nitterville, right down the middle for a called strike. Nitterville this year, seven home runs, seven doubles, two triples. Batting average is .303. The 0-1, that one outside for a called ball. Hollander delivers the 1-1. That one hit out to left field, people's chasing it. It'll get down for a base hit for Nitterville. Hard hit ball out to left field as it finds some grass and gets down for a base hit for Nitterville. That brings up Bazwan. Bazwan out of Chino Hills, California. He's a graduate senior. Mason Hollander sets in. The throw back to first to Rogers as Nitterville safely back. Hollander sets in. Hollander throws back to first to Nitterville and Rogers. Nitterville's safe. Hollander sets in. The 0-0. That one outside for a ball to Bazwan. 1-0 count to Bazwan. He's got two RBIs today. Hit a home run back in the third inning. He's got seven walks, 10 home runs this year. And he bats 314. The 1-0. Right down the middle for a called strike. 1-1 count. 1-1 count. The throwback gets away from Rogers. Rogers has to come get it. And Nitterville moves to second after Rogers not able to field it. The 1-1 pitch. That one hits high in the air to be a foul ball over the Union dugout. 1-2 count to Bazwan. Hollander looks back at second. The 1-2. That one upstairs for a ball. 2-2 is the count. Nitterville got on base with a single, and then Hollander was trying to pick him off at first, and Rogers lost the ball at first. And so Nitterville was able to move to second base, get in scoring position. So Hollander sets in. The 2-2 pitch with two outs. Curveball upstairs for a called ball near the head of Bazwan. 3-2 count now. The 3-2 count with two outs Irritable Zoin, right-handed batter, out of Chino Hills, California. Mason Hollander sets in. The 3-2 pitch, hit high in the air, and Jonathan Thibodeau trying to get under it, and he does in foul territory for the third out of the inning. So we head to the top of the eighth inning, West Sub-Mountain Trails Union 3-2 here on Slot 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. As Union has made a pitching change, Dylan Thomas, number 31, comes in. He's got an 0-1 record this year. Pitched 12 complete innings, giving up 11 runs, 9 earned. He's got an ERA of 6.75, giving up 11 hits, walked 11 batters, struck 7 out, giving up 4 doubles, and he's hit 5 batters this year. And he'll get to face Josh Bauer first, as for Union. Luke Williamson's day is done. He faced 32 batters, struck out one looking, gave up one sacrifice fly, 13 fly outs, 2 ground outs, pitched 7 complete innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts, 1 triple, and hit one player. First pitch to Bauer. Bauer gets a hit on it out to right field, and he's in with a single to get the 8th inning underway. So good start here in the top of the 8th for West Alabama. And that'll bring up Jonathan Thibodeau. Thibodeau gets set. He's a right-handed batter out of Burlington, Ontario. 5'11 graduate senior. He's a catcher. Thomas gets set. The pitch to Thibodeau. And that one gets a double play is made by Union. A big-time double play there for Union. As that was a hard-hit ball by Thibodeau. And Patrick Music at second. Doe or slid to make the play, and then he flipped it to Netterville, and Netterville threw it over to Barrett at first to get the double play. And so now that'll bring up West Alabama's Houston Kitterman. A fantastic job by the Union defense there. So Houston Kitterman makes his way to the plate. He's got one hit today, 3 at bats. The 0-0 to Kitterman. That one outside for a ball. Kitterman today, he's flown out twice. On the season, he bats 212. He's got 9 RBIs. The 1-0, that one hit hard out to center field, and Beckham gets under in time to make the play and the third out of the inning. So Tigers go 1-2-3 in that inning as we'll head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Tigers still trail 3-2 here on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. Mason Hollander back out to start his eighth inning of work. Tigers trail Union 3-2 here in Jackson, Tennessee, as Grayson Swanson will get things going. First pitch to Swanson outside for a called ball. 1-0 count. Swanson today, one walk, one strikeout, and two at-bats. Flew out once. The 1-0, that one hit high in the air as Braxton Buller chasing it. And Tigers can't make the play. And so Swanson will get in with a double. As out there you've had Kitterman, Bullard, Peoples, and Vogler all giving chase on it. And none of the four could come down with it. So Swanson gets on with a double. We'll see how they score that. And they'll say that he doubled to center field. I would agree with that. And so that brings up Blake Barrett for Union. Barrett today, he's got one hit. Struck out once. On the season, he bats 274 of 19 RBIs. Hollander sits in. The 0-0. Called strike to Barrett. So it's an 0-1 count here to Barrett with no outs here in the bottom of the eighth. And Barrett steps out of the batter's box. Home plate umpire grants some time. He steps back in. Barrett out of Greenville, Indiana. 6'2" junior. Plays first base for Union. He gets set. Right-handed batter. Hollander on the mound. Thibodeau catching. The 0-1, swing and a miss by Barrett. Moves the count now to 0-2. Hollander sets in. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing. And they'll say he did not go, so it's a 1-2 count. Again, Swanson on at second base. Got on with a double that was hit out to center field. A 1-2 count. Here to Barrett. Hollander sets in. The 1-2 pitch. That one hit out to right field. Braden Lyman giving chase on it. And he'll get down for a base hit. Lyman, the throw into home to Roger, at first. And Union will have runners on the corners with no outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. See some action going on in the Tiger bullpen. See two guys warming up, it looks like. Again, can't tell who they are, but we'll see if the Tigers going to make a pitching change as Jonathan Thibodeau makes a walk out there. Brock Ward comes out as well to talk to Hollander. We'll see. And it looks like West Elmo will make a pitching change. So we'll take a short break and we'll let you know who the new Tiger pitcher is when we come back here on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Josh Bledsoe, now on the mound for West Alabama. He has pitched 13.2 innings this year, given up 17 hits, 11 runs, 9 of them earned runs, ERA of 5.93, 17 strikeouts, walked 7 batters, giving up 6 doubles, 2 triples, and he gets set on the mound for his first batter he'll face, Carson Chavies, the right fielder for Union. Bledsoe sets in out of Valley, Alabama. The 0-0 to Chavies. That one finds the strike zone for an 0-1 count. Again, Union has got runners on the corners. Grayson Swanson at third and Blake Barrett at second. West Alabama trying to improve to 10-12 in conference play. Union trying to move to 8-13 in conference play. Both of these teams in the hunt for a GSC playoff berth. As the 0-1 finds the strike zone. 0-2 count now. Here to Chavies. Chavies today, one strikeout, one hit. Grounded out once on the season, batting 367. He's got 8 walks, 9 RBIs, 2 doubles, 22 hits, 16 runs. The 0-2 to Chavies, upstairs for ball number 1. So it's a 1-2 count. Chavies gets set. Josh Bledsoe on the mound. The 1-2 pitch, Chavies gets away from Thibodeau. He gets it back up quickly, though. Count goes to 2-2, that one in the dirt. The two teams will return here tomorrow at 1 p.m. for a doubleheader. We'll be here on Sly 104.9 with all the action for you. It's 2-2 count. The pitch, that one, struck him out of there for the first out of the inning as Chavies goes down on 3 strikes. That'll bring up Billy Beckham. So one out, runner still in the corner for Union. Billy Beckham playing center field. He's got 1 hit today. He's got 1 home run this year, 12 RBIs. He's batting 204. Bledsoe sits in. Glances back at first, where Barrett is, and Swanson on at third, and that one will hit Beckham, and that's why you wear a helmet, y'all, as that one hit him in the helmet, and that will load the bases for Union, and brings up the catcher, Ben Smith, for Union, with the bases loaded. Ben Smith, he bats 102, he's got 5 hits, 3 RBIs, with 1 out. Tigers trying to get out of the jam. Josh Bledsoe on the mound in relief for Mason Hollander. Yo-ho, that one hit out to center field. Vogler giving chase on it. He's there to make the play. Runner goes from third, and one run scores as Swanson that came across the plate for Union. So Union gets an insurance run. A 4-2 now is the score. And then that brings up Patrick Music for Union. He's got 3 strikeouts. 1 strikeout looking. Flew out once in his 4 at-bats. Music, he's on a 7-game hit streak. Trying to extend it here. 0-0 pitch to Music. That one hit high in the air. And Kitterman at second gets under it. Almost lost it in the lights, but able to find it and field it for the put out. And Tigers get out of a little jam there, give up only 1 run. As we head to the top of the ninth, Tigers got to get 2 runs here to extend this game. You're listening to UWA Baseball on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee on Good Friday today. Right now, West Alabama Trails 4-2 here in Jackson. Union making a pitching change. They'll bring in Jack Rasmussen, and he'll get to face Braxton Bullard to start things off. Then Kyle Vogler, and then Colton Peoples is who he'll face here in the top of the ninth inning. Tigers Trail 4-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Again, we appreciate everybody listening today here on Sly 104.9. And on the Sly 104.9 app, if you're listening on that. Appreciate Mr. Wayne, who's back at the studio for us, helping us out, producing the radio show, the broadcast, I should say. Braxton Buller gets set, and now Union's infield will have a quick little meeting on the mound. Rasmussen this year, 22 innings pitched, 28 runs, 27 earned runs, ERA of 11.05. Given up 28 hits, 13 walks, struck 13 batters out. He's got given up 2 doubles, 1 triple, and 4 home runs. So Braxton Bullard gets set. The 0-0 to Bullard, down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 count. Tigers have 7 hits today. The 0-1, Bullard fouls that one off left side over the Tiger dugout. Bullard gets set, left-handed batter, the 0-2. Bullard gets a hit on it. It's a pop-up out to left field. In foul territory, and that'll be the first out of the inning as Buzzwan able to come through and make the play out in foul territory for the first out of the inning. So Tigers now go to the top of the lineup with Kyle Vogler. Kyle Vogler sets in. Tigers need 2 runs to extend this game. The 0-0 pitch to Vogler. That one outside for a ball. Vogler got a hit today, so he's extended his hit streak to, Vogler. Never reached base in 11 straight games after getting on base today. A 1-1 count here to Vogler. The 1-1 curveball, swing and a miss by Vogler. Moves the count to 1-2 with one out here in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch to Vogler as Rasmussen on his release kind of slipped and fell to the ground. Lucky there, that'll be a ball. 2-2 count. So the count's at 2-2. Tough pitch there for Rasmussen. The 2-2. Upstairs for a ball. Moves the count now to 3-2. With one out, 3-2 pitch. And Vogler fouls that one off. Count stays now at 3-2. Vogler sits in, Rasmussen the pitch. Swing and a miss as Vogler strikes out for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Colton Peoples. Peoples needs a hit to extend this game. Peoples has 35 hits this year. Scored 25 times. He's got one hit today. He gets set. The pitch to Peoples. That one outside for a ball. 1-0 count. Rasmussen, the 1-0. Finds the strike zone for a call strike. 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch to Peoples. That one finds the strike zone. 1-2 is the count. So Peoples down to his last strike of the game. As Rasmussen sets in on the mound. The 1-2 pitch. Peoples fouls that one off to stay alive. Counts at 1-2. With 2 outs here in the top of the ninth inning, Tigers trail 4-2 here at Union. He sets in the pitch. That one outside for a ball. 2-2 count. Union dugout thought it was a strike. Rasmussen sets in. The 2-2 pitch. Inside ball. 3-2 count now. Colton Peoples doing a nice job staying alive. 3-2 count, top of the ninth inning. Rasmussen on the mound, the pitch. That one inside for a Oh, and they call that one a strikeout. Colton Peoples and myself thought it was a ball. Looked like it was inside. And that'll do it for the ball game. Tough one there as the lightning begins to happen out in left field. But nonetheless, West Alabama drops this game. West Alabama falls to 12-27 on the year, 9-13 in conference play. Union moves to 15-20, 8-13 in Gulf South Conference action. And that's going to do it for us. Again, we appreciate everybody that listens to us. As for Union, Luke Williamson on the mound, he'll get the win. He faced 32 batters, struck out one, pitched 7 innings, 2 runs he gave up, 2.57 ERA, 6 hits he gave up, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts, 1 triple, and he hit 1 batter. So Luke Williamson gets the win, and Mason Hollander will take the loss on the mound for West Alabama. Faced 33 batters, and he struck out 8, and pitched 7 complete innings, 4 earned runs, 5.14 ERA, 10 hits, 2 walks, 1 double, and 2 home runs as Union gets the win here at Fesmeyer Baseball Field. Again, want to invite everybody to tune back in tomorrow if you can't make the trip up here. We'll start game 1 of the doubleheader tomorrow at 1 p.m. Game 2 will follow. We'll have all the action here for you on Sly 104.9 and on the Sly 104.9 app. I'm Mark Gillum, brought to you play-by-play tonight. We appreciate everybody listening to us. Shout out to Mr. Wayne Grant back at the studio for us, back in Sumter County, producing the show for us. So that's going to do it. Go Tigers.